Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 1 to 3. Delegation, God's answer for sharing the burden. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 9 to 18, Moses reiterates one of the most important decisions that he took early on during the wilderness journey of the Israelites. Through the wise counsel of his father-in-law Jethro, Moses quickly realized his inability to bear the burden of all the people, even though he was a mighty leader with God's power and abilities at his disposal. In his own words, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 9 and 12, "As I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone am not able to bear you. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints?" So he chose wise, understanding and knowledgeable men as leaders over thousands, hundreds, fifties and tens, and instructed them to judge impartially over the matters brought to them. Moses only took those matters to judge that could not be adjudicated by the officers under him. This is a pattern of judicial matters were followed smoothly for the Israelites throughout the 40 years of the wilderness journey. In the New Testament, in Acts chapter 6, 1-6, we see the same principle of delegation working out in matters concerning food distribution in the first century church. The apostles rightly decided to concentrate on spiritual matters like prayer and the ministry of the word. And we read in Acts chapter 6, verse 3, like this: "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." They then chose 7 godly men, including Stephen, who became the first Christian martyr, prayed with the laying on of hands, and commissioned them for the secular administrative task. Everyone did their part in the ministry of the church, and no more complaints were heard among the believers. This principle of delegation is evident in the functioning of today's church as well. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11-16, like this: "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." The great task of the church can only be effectively fulfilled if the leaders are willing to delegate the task among godly people who meet the biblical standards mentioned above. Let us always remember that delegation is God's answer for sharing the burden.